through the microphone. It is March 26, 2008, on the territory of 4CO01 at the Deep Canyon Natural History Reserve. We have a female in a cage about 2 meters from the microphone. And the male that has this territory, oh, he's right there, is missing his outer R5 tail feathers. Performing the shuttle display and singing to the female about 2 meters from the microphone. They're out of sight to me.
Yeah.
I'm gonna back up.
Going up. That was
dive
dive
one.
It's going up. I don't see him.
I don't see him either. Dive two. I heard him go by.
Okay.
I did not see him.
See him?
No.
Me neither.
Okay, but the other day when I was close enough, I could hear him go by, just the whoosh of his body.
Yeah. Oh, I can't see him at all. Well, I definitely saw that first dive.
Yeah, that the first one was totally a dive. So did you see that kind of jerky or zigzaggy flight that he had coming over
yeah,
here?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I've seen them do that a bunch when they're leaving after the end of the out of dive, too.
So, to the microphone. The male showed up on his territory. He saw the female. He came over and was hovering about an inch away from her on the other side of the cage. He then was singing, and he had his gorget flared. His head was still, but his body was sort of going back and forth like a little pendulum as he hovered right in front of the female, and the female was sitting on the stick, sort of looking right at him and not moving. He sang a whole bunch of songs, which is what should be heard on the microphone. He then sort of did this zigzag flight away. He went up for a dive. So the male just came back, looked at the female, kind of did the same thing, sang one song, and then zigzagged away up the canyon. So after the first bit of songs, he sort of did a zigzag up, did one dive over the cage. He made no sound. I then saw him go back up. I lost sight of the bird, but Chris heard a whoosh as he did a dive, but we didn't see the second dive, and after that we lost sight of him. Yeah, that should be everything. So he did one dive that we both clearly saw, and there was no sound.
Yes. And the second one, I thought I heard a sound, but I did not see it. So I do.
Yeah.
We should not count that as a dive.
Yeah. Then after a bit, he came over, sang another song, and then left again.
Teresa, we just got some data.
Yeah, we did.
Okay, I'm ready
to go. You want to start a new track?
Yeah. Do you mind doing it?
Yeah.
Right there.
Again, it is March 26, 2008. This is Chris Clark and Teresa Feo at Boyd Deep Canyon Desert Research Station in Riverside County, California. It's 9 o'clock in the morning, and all of those are recordings of a male Costas hummingbird performing songs in a display dive to female Costas in a cage, and we're on the territory of 4CO01.